Sioux take on the Tigers tonight in the Girl Boy Doubleheader here on KTNC. The two teams coming in here will start with the girls game tonight. H-Stress comes in 11 wins, 8 losses on the year. Fall City 7-13. And I think they'll be pretty good tonight. Cody Schwong. Cody, welcome tonight. It should be hopefully a couple of good ball games.
Yeah, a good way to finalize the year, right? We started out, it seems like, just not too long ago, and here we are at the last week of regular season play for the girls. Next week will be the fellas and sub-districts for the ladies next week.
Yeah, we've got some information we'll pass along about that coming up here in a little bit as well. The girls' teams are out warming up. Of course, we said Fall City, the home team tonight, and then we'll have the boys' game to follow. Right now, we'll take a two-minute timeout. We'll come back, and we'll give you the starting lineup for tonight's contest between Fall City and HTRS after this two-minute break on KTNC.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving toward. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Fall City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Fall City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Jim's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jim has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jim's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jim's Country Meats in Table Rock.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back here to Magner Henderson Fieldhouse. We get ready for our girls' game. Let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups tonight. First of all, we will start with the visitors from HTRS. Coach Skyler Kuhlman, squad 11-8 on the year. He will go with a sophomore, Ellie Bestanding, in the starting lineup tonight. I had forgotten the Titans didn't give us any height. Well, they do have some. They do have some in this program. They didn't give them to us earlier in the year. So, Ellie Bestandig, she is a 5'10 sophomore. Also starting, Laramie Glothar, she is a 5'7 junior. Avery Deerberger. Avery is a senior this year. She's going to play some volleyball next year up at Peru State College. Avery Deerberger is a 5'8 senior. Lillian Bowen will be in the starting lineup, a 5'6 sophomore for the Titans. And Jaylee McNeely is a 5'6 senior. They've got some firepower on this team. They can score some points. That's the starting lineup for HTRS. Ellie Bestandig, Laramie Glothar, Avery Deerberger, Lillian Bowen, and Jaylee McNeely. Cody, you got the Tiger girls starting?
Yep, the Tigers come in tonight 7-13 on the season. Coach Andy Armbruster will start Ava Armbruster, a 5'5 senior. Caitlin Titus, a junior at 5'6". Isabel Armbruster, 5'6 junior. Ashley Kirkendall, a senior at 5'7". And Emily Vitosh, also a senior at 5'7", the starting five for the Tigers tonight.
Coming into the ball game here, as we said, the two teams have not played this year. The boys played earlier this year. And that was a win for the Tigers, 54-45. That was up at Weeping Water at the Holiday Tournament. So the girls have not squared off yet this season. We'll find out how it goes here tonight. Final regular season game for the Tigers. think the Titans have a game tomorrow night, if I remember my schedule correctly. I think they've got Johnson Brock maybe coming in tomorrow night, so that's always a tough battle. Our sponsor for the action is brought to you. We'll have the halftime stats brought to you by Highland Community College. HCC, close to home yet far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. And after the game, we'll have all the summary. The stats brought to you by Farm Bureau Services in Fall City and Auburn, where you need to see Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it.
HTRS will be at Johnson Brock tomorrow night, 6 p.m. tip. Scheduled to start at 6 p.m., so if you want to catch some more basketball tomorrow night up at Johnson Brock, HTRS will travel up there to play basketball.
Okay. Johnson Brock are playing back-to-back as well. They're playing tonight, hosting the Freeman Falcons. That game for the girls and boys, Johnson Brock and Freeman, over on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Randy Gatula is up there for that. Sub-districts, Fall City will play Monday in a play-in game. Tigers are the number 4 seed in Class C1 sub-district 1. They'll play at Platteview. That'll be Monday night at 6 o'clock against number 5 seed Conestoga. Conestoga 2-17 on the year. A win for the Tigers puts them in the semifinal against top seed Platteview at 5:45 on Tuesday night. Platteview is 10-9 on the year. Auburn, the 3 seed, at 10-11. And they'll play number 2 seed Syracuse is 12-7. That would come up on Tuesday night of next week in sub-district action for the Fall City girls. So we'll see what they can get done once the postseason gets here, starting next week. Basketball season, Cody, you hit a spot there in January, and you go, oh, my goodness, is it ever going to end? And then all of a sudden you get to the 1st of February, and you go, wow, it's just about over.
Yeah, most definitely. Wasn't too long ago, Randy and I called 4 nights of basketball over in Mountain City and called about 12 games in 3 or 4 days, and that seemed like not that long ago.
No, it's not. That's a quick way to start the season, too. We do that every year, so it's a fun place to go, and a lot of basketball in a hurry with all the teams we have in Northwest Missouri that we watch on a regular basis. Right now, let's see what all we're going to do here for the post and pregame. Tigers, we're going to have the national anthem, we're going to have the introduction, all that stuff. I'm just trying to figure out what the timing is going to be here. Looks like national anthem first. Well, we're going to do that. Let's take another 2-minute timeout. We'll be back with the tip-off and the introduction of all the players here to the crowd on hand. Coming up after this 2-minute break on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years' experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded a convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Fall City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, for your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The attorneys at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Southeast Nebraska provide quality legal services in the areas of real estate, trust, estate planning, probate, business planning, and personal injury litigation. If you need help with a legal issue, call Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns at 402-245-4486 to schedule an appointment at Halbert, Dunn, and Burns LLC in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
And we're back here at Fall City High School. They're getting ready to introduce the starters to the crowd on hand here tonight. Doing that right now. You know, Cody, basketball, in my opinion, always better when there's a live pep band.
Yeah.
And tonight, the Tigers have their pep band here doing the national anthem. They just sound outstanding. That always makes it more fun than listening to the canned stuff up out of the speaker.
It almost seems like it's kind of going away a little bit. I mean, you just go to high school games around the area, and it gets kind of less and less all the time, so I appreciate it as well.
And we didn't even have to have any suit up any players.
That's right. True.
Seen a lot of that during the football season. HTRS will be dressed in the road tonight. They're dressed in their blue, the Tigers at home. And for the seniors for Fall City, their last home game here tonight. Actually, Kirkendall, a senior, Ava Armbruster, a senior, and Emily Vitosh, a senior tonight for the Tigers.
Ashley Kirkendall and Emily Vitosh.
Doing a little senior recognition now for the three seniors that John just mentioned over the PA system.
Now we're ready to introduce the starters. No basketball tomorrow night. We'll finish up regular season action next Friday. Right back here at McInerney Fieldhouse. The Fall City boys will be hosting the Fairbury Jets next Friday night. Boys only next Friday night here.
And the Tigers
finish up their regular season.
Number 21, 5'7 senior, Ashley Kirkendall. And number 23, 5'7 and a senior,
Randy Gatula over on 101.3 tonight. Johnson Brock.
The Tigers are coached by
Freeman. Four ranked teams.
Should be good.
Boys. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun up there tonight.
Good luck to both teams. Let's play.
It's been fun having two radio stations that we can have basketball on. It's exciting listening to you guys.
We get a lot more done sometimes.
I get to tune into MSCSports.net a lot and get to listen to both of you, so I do that quite often.
You need to be on this end more often. Step into the center circle. It'll be the Tigers. It will be in there, I believe. I give her a turn around, Ashley Kirkendall, and jumping it up to her against Ellie Bestandig. And the Titans will control it. They'll go left to right towards the west bucket here in the first half tonight. Take the ball over on the left side. The Tigers coming out in a man-to-man defense. Out of bounds pass to the top to Bestandig. She'll fire it right side, and it's shot on the way up on the rim. No good. Off by Geely McNeely. Tiger rebounded up the floor quickly. Here comes Ava Armbruster with it. Throw the ball to the middle. That is Emily Vitosh, and back out to Armbruster. Comes to the near side to Izzy Armbruster. And now off to the far side here, Caitlin Titus with the basketball. Tigers working around inside of the paint, and the shot is blocked, put up there by Ava Armbruster. Bestandig, I believe, got a piece of that one, and here come the Titans the other way. With the ball in the front court, Laramie Glothar, high post. Bestandig out of there on the right side, three ball on the way from the wing, and the bank is open earlier. Fort Geely McNeely, the first 3 points of the game on the way for HTRS.
2-3 defense HTRS is playing on this end.
Take the ball to the left side of the basketball in the hands of Ava Armbruster. Down low on the block. They get it to Vitosh, and her bounce pass out of there, stolen away by Geely McNeely. They'll hand the ball off, and coming up the floor with it now will be Lillian Bowen. Going around to the right side. Pass into the middle to Bestandig. And somehow a defender lost her and only able to fire it off the glass for two more. And it's quickly 5-0. HTRS with the lead. We'll go to the other side. Tiger ball with it. Jumper for Vitosh off the baseline. No good for 12 feet. Rebound saved in by Glothar. She'll get it in there to McNeely. McNeely to the front to Bowen. Bowen coming around to the high post with a bounce pass. Turn around, jumper up, no good. Bestandig with the follow. It's up, it won't go. But a push, that first foul put up by Avery Deerberger, and the first foul of the ball game.
Foul's going to be called on Fall City's Emily Vitosh. On Vitosh, her first personal foul, team foul number one.
Bestandig to the free throw line, has 2 points, looking for three here. It's up and it's good. She'll have another one.
Quick 6-0 lead for the Titans coming out of the gate.
Standing ready, fires it up, and this one's off the front. The rebound tipped around, ends up in the hands of the Tigers, in the Armbruster, and we'll come back up the other way now with the Tigers with the basketball. To the front court. Tigers have it working around the perimeter. That's Ashley Kirkendall with it. Tigers need to get her the basketball. Here's a drive and a shot short off the rim. No good by Ava Armbruster. Rebound brought down. Kirkendall had it. Jump ball, held ball will stay on the Tiger end this time the alternating possession.
The Tigers trying to get in the middle of that zone of HTRS, not having any luck yet so far, just trying to keep penetrating in there.
Caitlin Titus inbound from the baseline for the Tigers. She looks, brings it in the middle to Kirkendall, shoots it. Came up short, but Standing comes down with the rebound. And now here come the Titans up the floor. Working the ball to the front court will be Avery Jerry. Excuse me, no, that is Lillian Bowen. 22, not 21. Now it's out top to Deerberger. She'll pass it underneath, trying to turn around and shoot it with Laramie Glothar. And she got hacked across the arms as she made the turn.
Foul's going to be called on Fall City's Izzy Armbruster. On Izzy, her first personal foul, team foul, number two of the first quarter.
At the free throw line of the Titans, Laramie Glothar Jr. fires it up. No good. She'll get another one here.
Checking into the ball game for the Tigers comes Caitlin Kirkendall. She will replace Vitosh.
Caitlin, 5'7", junior. Ready. Free throw up and a high arcing shot. Won't go. Rebound tipped and it ends up in the hands of the Tigers with Caitlin Titus. Up the front court of the basketball now. Here comes Ava Armbruster off the left side now to Izzy. Sisters play catch. Now back to the right side. Titus swinging down to Ava Armbruster. Against that zone, the Tigers unable to penetrate it so far. They go to the high post on the left side. Now kick it out to Armbruster. And a reach-in grab foul called here on HTRS.
Foul's going to be called on Avery Deerberger. On Deerberger, her first personal foul, team foul, number one.
Tigers trigger from the baseline again. Ashley Kirkendall brings it in. And Ava Armbruster for three buries it from the right side. Tigers are on the board, and now it's 6-3. Quickly, that lead cut in half. A little pressure by the Tigers, and a steal by Kirkendall. Kirkendall to the front. She intercepted the pass. She drives it.
Oh, good pass.
Dumps it underneath, and the Tigers can't connect. Izzy Armbruster couldn't connect, and the rebound down to the Titans. Tigers let two slip away there. Coming around the left side, and a pass underneath the Standing off the glass. No. Rebound, Ashley Kirkendall. She'll get it out of there to Ava Armbruster. 4:30 to play in the first quarter of our girls' game. Front court, left side with it. Izzy Armbruster holds the basketball. Back out top, Titus over to Ava. Ava Armbruster holds it back to Titus. Between the circles. Izzy Armbruster skips it over the top. Ava drives to the baseline. Gets it back out. Now it's Isabel. It's a three. Shot is blocked. Comes down. Kirkendall grabs it. Ashley in the paint. Dribbled it and got fouled. The ball knocked away from her. And now it'll be Tiger ball out of bounds again.
Foul's going to be called on Humboldt's Jaylee McNeely. Her first personal foul. Team foul number two.
Ashley Kirkendall to inbound the basketball. Everybody lines up in a corner of the lane for the Tigers. Now coming in with it. Kirkendall takes the pass back and traveling. Called against the Tigers as they got set to take the shot. It'll be Titan ball. The Tigers now showing pressure. Bring it in the middle with it. Deerberg to the Standing. She'll get it away to the front court to McNeely. No trouble at all with the pressure that time. Take it over to the left side. Now back to the right side. And McNeely for three on the rim. Won't go. And a push foul on the rebound going to be called here on the Titans.
Foul is going to be called on Ellie Vestanding, her first personal foul, team foul number three.
Ellie has a weakness. She's just a sophomore. She will tend to get some fouls sometimes, like that one. All right, Tigers bring Titus out of the ball game. And in there, well, I actually was already in. Kirkendall's got it. 10-footer on the rim, up, two hops, no good. Ball batted around and into the game for Fall City is Delaney Goodman. There she is, 5'7 junior. Let me look long enough, I'll find him. Bring him into the ball game. Titan basketball front court, high post to Standing. Puts the ball on the deck, passes underneath, a terrific pass to the left side and a layup for Laramie Gothar. 8-3, HTRS with the lead over Fall City. Early on they had a 6-0 lead, and now with the basketball to the front court is Delaney Goodman. Down it goes to Ava Armbruster, pushes up to the baseline, and it won't go. Rebound to the Titans, brought out of there by Glothar. Gets it away up the floor to McNeely. McNeely to the front, gives the ball up and now into the hands of Lillian Bowen. Bowen looks it over. She's picked up out top. Bounce pass to Bestandick, just inside the free throw line. Her pass tipped away by Ashley Kirkendall, out of bounds in front of the Tiger bench. And it'll be Titan ball to inbound with 2:33 to go in the first quarter.
Fitosh checking back into the game for the Tigers here at the 2:33 mark in the first quarter.
Off the floor comes Caitlin Kirkendall. But now inbounding will be Laramie Glothar. Get it inbound to the middle to Lillian Bowen. She'll play it between the circles. Moving to the right, keeps on going. Pass the ball back out to the top now to Deerberger. Deerberger down to Bowen for three. Too strong. Rebound and Tiger basketball. Inside position there for Glothar. Kind of looked the other way, didn't it?
Yep. Tipped the ball out of bounds. Goes to the Tigers.
Sometimes you wonder what the referees see, and I know they think, what are you guys talking about? Completely different angles show you it's completely different things. Off the right side of the basketball, it's going to be Vitosh back out to the top now. Ava Armbruster with the basketball over to Godeman. Godeman with a dribble down, back out top, and now the Tigers having trouble getting to the paint. Now over it goes, and Ava Armbruster, three ball off the back iron, won't go. And another rebound picked off, this time Gilly McNeely. She'll get the ball away to Laramie Glothar. Glothar to the front, off the left side there for Deerberger. Inside, Bestandig, turn around from about 10 feet, no good. Rebound grabbed up again by Laramie Glothar. Bestandig, free throw line, whoa! Airmailed that one. She let go of it. You knew it wasn't going where it was supposed to.
It wasn't an airmail, but it was a line drive. That was a solid pass, just a little too high.
She said, I'm going to the corner with a basketball, and the ball said, I'm going up here.
It got there in a hurry.
Yes, it did. All right, Ashley Kirkendall with the basketball for the Tigers. Front court to Godeman. Probably got away with a walk right there. She tripped a little bit, lost her balance. 1:15 to go in the first period. 8-3 HTRS. Ava Armbruster drives the paint off the glass, up and good. Tough shot, put it up and in. She's got all five Tiger points. It's 8-5. Throw the ball to the middle. Bestandig off to the right sideline now for McNeely. Jaylee McNeely gives the ball up. Bestandig, free throw line underneath. Knocked away by Ashley Kirkendall. Picked up by Ava Armbruster. Ava coming up the floor. Four-year starter for the Tigers. Off the left side now. Skip pass over to the right side. Izzy Armbruster for three in the bank. Open. Isabel Armbruster with a triple makes it an 8-8 ball game. We are tied for the first time in this contest. To the front court with 30 seconds, the Titans bring it front court. Glothar, right side of the pass, now to Deerberger. Deerberger underneath, Bestandig can't connect, and a blocking foul called on the Tigers.
I missed who they called that one. I'll have to wait for Lucas to come over here. Foul's going to be called on Ashley Kirkendall. On Kirkendall, her first personal foul, team foul. Number four of this first period.
At the free throw line, Bestandig. One for two at the line, has three. Now make it 4 points in the ball game. One more coming here. Bestandig ready. Ellie on the way up, off the mark, no good. Rebound comes out, and it's over the top from front defender. Deerberger gets it. Shot up, no good. Bestandig with the follow, no, but she's fouled and going back to the free throw line again.
That was tough. Ashley Kirkendall is going to get tagged with her second personal, but her arm was kind of caught in there on the rebound and just kind of got in a bad spot, couldn't get away from it.
So Bestandig back to the line, 4 points, and no, off the front edge, no good. She'll get another one here. One more coming. 5'10" sophomore fires up high, arcing shot off the back iron this time. Rebound grabbed up by Izzy Armbruster off to Ava. 9-8 Titans lead. The Tigers looking for their first lead. 4 seconds and a three-pointer up and down for Kirkendall from the left wing. And that will end the first quarter. Tigers fight their way back to lead it 11-9 after one here at Fall City High. Back in 1 minute on KTNC.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman and Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmansFord.com.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new Home Health Director and Jolene Bartles as our new Radiology Supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as Foundation Director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
8 minutes up on the clock, ready for second quarter action. Cody, see what you can get done here for these two teams.
HTRS basketball starting the second quarter. Made a note here, HTRS has not had a sub coming off the bench yet here in this ball game. Going to the right side with it, William Bowen, fast pass inside, goes into the standing. Now a whistle and a jump ball is going to be called. Possession arrow is going to go to the Tigers. First possession for HTRS. We'll go back to the Tigers here.
Ellie got the ball behind her head a little bit. Isabel Armbruster grabbed onto it and wasn't going to let go. Held ball to the Tigers.
Ava Armbruster, the point guard on this Tigers basketball team, as John noted earlier, a four-year starter, along with Ashley Kirkendall, both four-year starters for this Tiger basketball squad. Setting up the offense comes Ava Armbruster to the left side. Now uses her dribble to the top of the key, who will fire a three. Oh, in and out. Can't go down. Ellie Bastanding with the rebound. Outlet pass, it goes to Laramie Gothard. Gothard to the front court on the right side. Now top of the key, Lillian Bowen. Bowen, right side it goes, Deerberger. Deerberger tried to get it underneath, inside to Lillian Bowen. Cutting underneath there. Ball's going to sail out of bounds. It's going to go back to the Tigers.
Heck of an idea. Just couldn't connect that time.
Just underway here in the second quarter, 11-9. The Tigers took the lead late there in that first period with that three-pointer from Kirkendall. It's still 11-9, two-point advantage for the Tigers. Back the other way come the Tigers. Caitlin Kirkendall tries to get underneath to Ashley Kirkendall. Jump shot up and good off the glass from the right block. Ashley Kirkendall scores again. She's got 5 points in the ball game. It's 13-9, advantage Tigers. HTRS back the other way. The Titans with the ball at the top of the key is Laramie Gothard. Gothard will use her drive to the hoop. Puts it up off the glass. Won't go down. Rebound's going to be tipped around out of bounds off of Ava Armbruster trying to get that basketball. It'll stay with HTRS here.
Good hustle for everybody.
Laramie Gothard will have it on the right side. Takes the ball from the official. She'll have it here. Lobs it in to Lillian Bowen. Bowen. Bounce pass underneath. Turnaround jump shot from the right. Short corner won't go down for Avery Deerberger. Caitlin Kirkendall pulls down the rebound for the Tigers. Back the other way from our right to left. The Tigers in the white uniforms tonight. Titans in the blue. Top of the key, Caitlin Kirkendall. Off to the right side, Izzy Armbruster. Now the ball comes back to the left side. Ends up in the hands of Ava Armbruster. She'll use her dribble to the paint. Has a defender there. Shot is good. They're going to say before the shot on the floor is going to be a foul.
Lillian Bowen gets called for the foul. Her first foul of the ball game. First foul of the second quarter now on the Titans.
Tigers basketball on the left side of their own hoop. Triggering it in, Caitlin Titus. Titus, lob pass into Kirkendall. Kirkendall up, off, back, iron. Bounces around on each side. Goes down. Kirkendall scores again. She's got 7 now in the ball game. Whistle and a timeout called by Coach Skyler Kuhlman. 15-9, Fall City in front of HTRS here. Early in the second quarter, we'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Frontier Bank is grateful to have built a very strong relationship with many of our local realtors. All of us here would like to show our appreciation and thanks for their dedication and a professional service you won't find anywhere else when it comes to that dream home you've always wanted. Stop by and visit with one of our local realtors today, and then talk to one of our experienced mortgage lenders. Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Falls City High School. Cody Shawong, John Nixon with you here this evening. Calling the final game of the Falls City Tigers girls regular season basketball. HTRS will play at Johnson Brock tomorrow night. The tip-off is supposed to be around 6 o'clock. If you want to join some basketball, that'll be live from Johnson Brock. Back to action. We have a foul right away on the inbound.
That foul, they call that, yeah, they did. Ashley Kirkendall, that's her third foul. That's a big one for the Tigers.
I think Coach Andy Armbruster was okay with letting her play with 2, but on 3, probably better let her sit for a bit.
She checked out with 7 points already in the ball game.
HTRS basketball, they try to lob it inside to Ellie Bastanding. Puts the shot up, turnaround won't go down, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called. We'll send Ellie Bassanning to the free throw line.
And Caitlin Kirkwell is going to get this one. She does. That's her first. Team foul number two of the quarter. The Tigers right now on a 15-3 run. They were down 6-0. Now they lead 15-9.
Free throw on the way for Bassanning. Up off back iron. Will not go down. She's got another one on the way. Already been to the line four times here this evening. She's shooting her eighth free throw this first half. Shot on the way up and gets this one to go down. Makes her 3 of 8. She's got 5 points in the ballgame. 15-10. Tigers in front. 5:47 left to play second quarter. Ava Armbruster brings the basketball up in front of the scores table. Now the top of the key. Cross-court pass to Godeman. Godeman has the ball knocked away. Stolen away by Deerberger. Avery Deerberger with the steal. Off into the hands of Laramie Glothar. Glothar will bring it to the right side. She hands it off to Jaylee McNeely. McNeely will now use a dribble, go to the free throw line, the volleyball spike line. Now here's a pass inside, spin move to the hoop, up off glass for Glothar, won't go down. Rebound tips around, ends up in the hands of Bassanning, up and good, plus the foul. Ellie Bassanning, offensive rebound, offensive putback, plus the foul.
She's like a magnet for fouls. That foul is going to go on the Tigers. Ava Armbruster, her first, only the third team foul this second period on the Tigers.
Free throw on the way for Bassanning. Up and in and out, won't go down. She's 3 for 9 on the evening. 15-12, a 3-point ball game. Fall City still in front here of HTRS. Ava Armbruster with the basketball, just picked up the foul. Still use her dribble to the left side. Now back out top, uses a screen from Izzy Armbruster. Godeman has it in the right corner. Back out top it goes, Izzy Armbruster. Facing this extended 2-3 defense now. Caitlin Kirkendall loses it for a moment. Now a whistle and traveling is going to be called on Caitlin Kirkendall there, trying to get the basketball.
Jaylee McNeely reached in with the hands, got enough of the ball to kind of throw the whole play off a little bit for Caitlin Kirkendall, and she walks with it before she gets rid of the ball.
Still no subs coming in for this HTRS team. Fall City been moving girls in and out. The Titans basketball. This will be a lob pass inside to Glothar. Finds Bassanning underneath the hoop, up off the glass, and good. Ellie Bassanning scores once again. She's got 9 points now in the ball game, and it's 15-14, a 1-point game here, nearing the midway point of the second quarter. Ava Armbruster cross court pass. Izzy Armbruster on the right side. Now they find Vitosh underneath the hoop. Whistle and a foul is going to be called as Vitosh is trying to put the shot up there. We'll send Vitosh to the line for 2 free throws.
It's going to be Ellie Bastanic picking up her second foul. Team foul number 2 of the quarter, so leading scorers for both teams have 2 or 3 fouls. Now 3 for the Tigers, Ashley Kirkendall.
Vitosh's first free throw up and won't go down. Checking back into the game for the Tigers, Caitlin Titus. She will replace Delaney Godeman. Another free throw coming for Vitosh here. The Tigers looking to close out here at home with a win. HTRS looking to spoil. Like I said, they do have a ball game again tomorrow night. Vitosh gets the second free throw to go down, and a whistle and a timeout. 16-14. Fall City in front of HTRS. 4:21 play left second quarter. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We're back at Fall City High School. Cody Shawong, John Nixon with you here this evening, bringing you high school basketball. It's the HTRS visiting the Fall City Tigers here this evening. John, we've had a good one so far.
It's been a very entertaining ball game so far. Now we've probably seen a few too many free throws.
We've seen a lot of free throws.
We'll see if they can get that out of their system here.
A lot of free throws, but we haven't made it to the bonus yet where we've shot any two free throw penalties.
Right.
HTRS basketball trailing 16-14 here. Across the timeline comes Laramie Glothar with the basketball. Off to the left side it goes Lillian Bowen. Long cross-court pass ends up in the hands of McNeely for 3 in the right corner. Won't go down. Izzy Armbruster pulls down the rebound for the Tigers. Now back the other way comes Ava Armbruster. She'll direct traffic from there, looking against that extended press defense a little bit. Maybe they're playing a box and one on Armbruster now. Now here's a pass that goes to Vitosh. He'll fire three from the top of the key. Up and good. Emily Vitosh knocks down the three-pointer. She's got 4 points in the ball game, and it's back to a five-point lead for the Tigers. 3:40 to play here, second quarter, 19-14. Titans with the basketball to the right elbow. Ends up in the hands of Deerberger. Back out top it goes Glothar. Glothar off to Bowen, who will fire a three from the top of the key. Won't go down. Ball's going to go out of bounds. Last touch by HTRS will be Tiger basketball.
Titans, I've seen them earlier this year. They're a pretty good shooting team from the outside, and usually two of those were Lillian Bowen and also Avery Deerberger, pretty good scorer from the outside.
Now here's a ball that's tipped out of bounds. Izzy Armbruster was trying to go to Titus in the right corner. Good active hands over there by Avery Deerberger knocking that ball out of bounds. Stay with the Tigers.
And it got one of the Tiger boys right on top of the head, not paying attention.
Probably looking at their phone. Ava Armbruster will take the inbound pass on the left side. Cross-court pass, it goes to Titus. Titus has to jump up and catch that one. Almost went over her head. She corrals it. Back down to Titus it comes. Izzy Armbruster. Now the ball's loose on the floor. Might roll into the backcourt. Does so. It was touched by an HGRS defender, so it will stay with Tigers as Caitlin Kirkendall finds it. Now she'll fire a three from the left wing. Oh, won't fall. Back iron. Defensive rebound. Ellie Bestanding with the big rebound. Back the other way come the Titans. With the basketball is Lillian Bowen now. Off to the right side. Now the Tigers are playing a 2-3 defense. Here's a three-pointer from the right wing by Bowen that won't go down. Excuse me, that was Deerberger. Now the ball is loose on the floor. Vitosh has it. She gets it out to Ava Armbruster. Armbruster trying to get ahead of the defense. She'll fire a three from the left wing. Up and good. That was a sequence of events there, huh, John?
Yes, it was. Pretty good defense on both ends. See somebody come down and stop and shoot a three, and you go, what are you doing? There's somebody down there, and all that went in. Great play.
That's one of those, don't shoot, good shot,
yeah,
good
nice
shot.
Good job.
Whistle and exactly. A quick timeout for a shoe tie. Jaylee McNeely had to tie her shoe. Jaylee's doing a little broadcasting, right, John?
Yeah, been working a few times with Randy this year.
That's pretty cool. Getting young people involved is fun. Inside pass, Glothar, turnaround, jump shot up off glass, and good. Nice turnaround jump shot by Laramie Glothar up off the glass. She's got 4 points now in the ball game. Now extending the defense, Lillian Bowen. The Tigers do break the press. Caitlin Kirkendall has it on the left side. Uses a screen from Caitlin Kirkendall. She'll fire a three from the right. Top of the key won't go down. Rebound by Bestanding once again. Back into the front court for the Titans comes Laramie Glothar. She'll give it off to the left side. Dribble drive to the free throw line. Up off back iron, no good for Avery Deerberger. Rebound by Caitlin Titus for the Tigers.
Final minute 35 of the first half here.
22-16. The Tigers in front by six. Izzy Armbruster. Free throw line pass. It goes into Vitosh. Vitosh has it poked away momentarily by McNeely. Corralled by Caitlin Kirkendall on the left side. Now here's a cross-court pass. Izzy Armbruster will try a three. Hits the backboard. Won't go down. Rebound by Vitosh for the Tigers. Offensively puts the shot up and defensively cleared out of there by Ellie Bestanding once again. I don't keep track of rebounds, but I know she's got a lot of them.
Probably she's getting close to double figures already.
Jaylee McNeely, dribble drive, right short corner, jump shot up off the glass, and good. Jaylee McNeely gets the jumper to go off the glass, and good. Under a minute to play here, second quarter, 22-18. The Titans chipping away at that lead, the Tigers. On the left side with the basketball is Izzy Armbruster. Ball's going to be poked away out of bounds by Jaylee McNeely. He'll stay with the Tigers. With 48.1 seconds left to play second quarter.
Somebody's got to take it out, girls. There you go.
Making official Lucas Freshel wait it out over there.
That's right.
Ball comes inside to Vitosh. Whistle and a pushing foul is going to be called on HGRS here.
Uh-oh. Ellie Bestandig with her third foul. Not what Coach Skyler Kuhlman wanted to have happen.
Coming into the ball game for her will be Hannah. Help me out, John.
Kozel.
Kozel will check in for the Titans.
I know it, and I look at it every time. It doesn't matter. I always forget it, usually.
Titans get the defensive rebound after a missed shot by Izzy Armbruster. Into the front court comes Laramie Glothar with 37 seconds left to play. Left side it goes over to Deerberger. Deerberger trying to get it inside to Glothar. Does so. Up off the glass and good. Nice pass there. Laramie Glothar on the receiving end of that nice assist from Deerberger. Now it's a two-point game, 22-20. Got a good one on our hands here at Fall City High School here this evening. Armbruster will have it, Ava that is. Cross-court pass, it goes Titus. Now in the corner right side to Caitlin Kirkendall. Now it ends up in the hands of Izzy Armbruster for three from the top of the key. Gets it to go down. She's got two of those in this ball game. 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Here's a long shot. It goes! Nice shot. Wow. Avery Deerberger with the long three-point shot just past midcourt. We got a ball game on our hands as we enter the halftime break. 25-23. The Tigers in front by two. We'll be back in 1 minute to look at the first half stats. You're enjoying high school basketball on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
CJ Kertasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime at Baxter Henderson Fieldhouse in Falls City, and it's a good one. Girls game, 25-23. Falls City Lady Tigers leading HTRS at halftime. Our halftime stat report brought to you by Highland Community College, HCC. Close to home, yet far from debt. Learn more at highlandcc.edu. First half, the Tigers trail early 6-0. Next thing you knew, they were up by a score of 15-9. Eventually got an 8-point lead in that first half, but Titans fought back to knock it down to 2 here at halftime. First half scoring looks like this for the Titans. Ellie Bestanding with 8 points in the first half. Laramie Gothar had 7. Haley McNeely with 5 and 3 for Avery Deerberger. That shot she took that about a second and a half before she needed to. She was just across midcourt, fired it away. By the time it got there, the quarter came to an end, but she made it. And they pulls them within 2 to the Titans. The Titans in the first half, 3 of 11 at the free throw line. 3 fouls on Ellie Bestanding, nobody else with more than 1. For Falls City in the first half, it's Ava Armbruster with 8. 6 for Isabel Armbruster. Izzy's made a couple of threes. 7 for Ashley Kirkendall in the first half, and we have 4 in the first half for Emily Bitosh. The Tigers went 1 for 2 at the free throw line in the first half. Ashley Kirkendall has 3 fouls for the Tigers, nobody else with more than 1 in this first half. The Tigers went just 1 for 2 at the line in the first half of tonight's ball game. It is 25-23, Falls City leading HTRS here at halftime, McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse. Right now, we'll take a 2-minute break here from our sponsors. We'll check the weather forecast. See if we're going to have another nice weekend, hopefully. And then word from our sponsors, back with second half action coming up on KTNC.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas.
To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because you'll feel totally protected with the right auto coverage. Plus, you'll save up to 23% when you bundle auto and home with our expert agents. American Family Insurance.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Britt Harson Agent at B. Harson Agency, Inc. in Falls City or Auburn. Call 402-245-2605.
Hey, everyone. This is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Falls City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Cotter. We'll miss the clear skies this evening and a low around 35. We have winds out of the west at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15. Winds turn to the north on Friday at 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 15, with mostly sunny skies, one of a high near 56. We'll have a slight chance of rain Friday night at a low around 29, and we'll have a north-northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles an hour, gusting up to 20. We're done with the rain by Saturday, leaving us with mostly sunny skies and a high near 45. Saturday night will be mostly cloudy for a low around 29. Sunday looks similar to Saturday, being partly sunny for a high near 44. Sunday night will be partly cloudy for a low around 25. Monday warms up to 49 with sunny skies. Monday night will be mostly clear for a low around 28. Tuesday will continue to warm up to 53 with sunny skies. Tuesday night is a low around 30. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 50 degrees.
Jen's Country Meat has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in Southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best El Electric in Falls City? Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City, your electrical problem solver.
Life moves fast, and so does F&M Bank. Have you downloaded a convenient mobile banking app? With our app, F&M Bank is now in your pocket with 24/7 access anytime, anywhere. Check balances, transfer funds, and even pay bills with just a tap. F&M Bank's mobile app transforms banking into a seamless experience. Download the F&M Bank app today and take charge of your finances while experiencing banking at your fingertips. Because your time is precious, and so is your money. F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Falls City Foods is a pet food ingredient manufacturer that processes fresh and frozen meat byproducts for the pet food industry. Their ingredients are shipped nationwide to be further processed into pet food and treats. Falls City Foods is hiring and looking for new people to join their team. You can apply at Falls City Foods, 404 Pacific Street in Falls City, or send an email to dusty@fallscityfoods.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Halftime, Manager Henderson Fieldhouse, John Nixon, Cody Schwong with you here. Running the show, Aaron Wisdom back at the KTNC studios, and we are about ready to get the second half underway of an entertaining ball game so far, 25-23. at halftime. Hopefully the second half will be just as good, Cody.
Yeah, most definitely. A couple things to keep an eye on. Ashley Kirkendall does have three fouls for the Tigers, and likewise, Ellie Bastandig has three as well for the Titans. So kind of the, not necessarily the heartbeat of the team, but the defensive presence and the shot-making ability for both teams in a little bit of foul trouble here.
Tigers come out. It will be Titan basketball to start this third period. Tigers went just 1-for-2 at the free throw line in the first half. Titans had 11 opportunities, but only connected three times. They can get there that much and up that percentage a little bit. They might get a little more breathing room here. Right now, down by two. Inbounding Laramie Glothar, and pressure in the backcourt, and she's going to have to lob it in, and it was in there. And a long three, off, in and out, no good, put up there by Avery Deerberger.
I'm not sure how she even came down with that inbound pass.
Good, good defensive effort by the Tigers on that inbound play. Tigers have it inside. It's going to be Armbruster. She's going to the line. That is Ava. She went right to the hole, got fouled on the way in, and she'll be at the line.
Foul's going to be called on Laramie Glothar. On Glothar, her first personal foul, team foul number one of this third quarter.
Ava Armbruster, first line, has a couple of threes in the ball game and a pair, a two-pointer. Missed that one. She'll get another one here. Trying to make it a three-point lead for Ball City. She sets, fires, and drops it through. And now the Tigers up by three. Biggest lead for Fall City has been 8 for HTRS. The biggest lead was 6 to start the game, 6-0. In the backcourt of the basketball, Lillian Bowen with it. Dribbles around, just about carried it. Down to stand to get it, run down the right side. It's up, it's in, and a foul on Fall City. It'll be a chance at a three-point play.
And one opportunity for Bastandig. Foul's going to be called on Emily Vitosh. On Vitosh, her second personal foul, team foul number one of this third quarter.
Ellie Bastandig at the line again. Up and good push that one. She keeps shooting free throws this pace. I'm going to need another spot or two on my scoring chart here.
She's got 12 now in the ball game for the Titans. It's a tied game, 26-26.
Second tie of the evening. Last time was at 8. Here we go over to the left side with the ball. The Tigers have it in the hands of Caitlin Titus. Inside shot, no rebound. Follow up by Ava Armbruster. She couldn't connect. Ashley Kirkendall got the rebound, put it back up, and a whistle and a foul on the Titans.
Foul's going to be called on Jaylee McNeely on her second personal foul, team foul number two.
No non-shooting foul. Tiger ball on the baseline. Titus will inbound. Everybody in the corner of the lane. Break free. Ava Armbruster, three ball up, and no. Rebound brought down. Izzy had it taken away by the Titans. But Standing ends up with it. I think it was a good play. They're looking at me like Laramie Glothar. Long pass up the floor. Get it out now. Now Bowen had it. Now Bowen has it from Deerberger. Back to Deerberger on the left elbow. She'll dribble it up back out toward midcourt and hand it off now to Lillian Bowen again. Bowen with a bounce pass to Bastandig. She go right through the legs of the defender.
She did.
That's what I thought. Bastandig makes the catch. Kind of lost the ball. She got back on the dribble and goes down and puts it up and in. She's got 14. The Titans have the lead back, 28-26.
5-1 run to start the third quarter for HTRS.
Front court, Ashley Kirkendall for the Tigers. Crosses over into the paint. Pulls up 12-footer. Won't go. Rebound. Loose. Who's got it? It's going to be Titan ball. It's Deerberger ahead up the floor to McNeely in traffic, and a blocked shot held ball will go to Fall City.
Good defensive effort there, getting back, playing defense, trying to stop that break by the Tigers.
Inbound of the ball, actually, Kirkendall comes in to Izzy Armbruster and back to Kirkendall. The Tigers switch up. They put Ava over on the wing. And now the right side to Titus. Wide open if she wants the long one. She doesn't. She'll go with it to Vitosh. Vitosh fakes right, goes left, up and down. No whistle. Kirkendall got the ball out now to Titus. Three ball up, no long on the shot. Glothar comes down with the basketball on the far side. To the front court with the ball. Back out top into the hands of Lillian Bowen. Bowen will hold it now with a dribble. Backing up, guarded there by Izzy Armbruster. High post for Standing, kicks it out of there. Deerberger, three ball up and too strong. Ball's going to skid out of bounds on the far side on the east end.
5:27 left to play. Third quarter, still a 5-1 run. No scoring here in the last couple moments. 28-26. interesting defensive scheme. They're playing a triangle and two, and they're taking the arm boosters away. If you watch Deerberger and Bowen, that's what they're doing.
Titus, front court, down it goes. Kirkendall actually holds on to it, dribbles into the paint, leaves it back off, and Vitosh from about 15, up and good. Emily Vitosh got her for six now in the game, and we're tied at 28. To the front. Trip.
Ooh.
And going down to Zillian Bowen.
Izzy Armbruster is going to pick up her second personal foul, team foul, number two of the third quarter.
Inbounding on the far side and the south side of the court. The standing. Looking. Tigers overplaying everything. Here's a ball knocked away. Deerberger got knocked down, wanted a foul, didn't get it. Steal and a run out of the other end for Ava Armbruster. She's in double figures with 11. The Tigers are up 30-28. Going to be a physical ball game now. Take the ball to the front. Inside Bestandig. It's up and no good. Rebound. Oh, is that going to be a foul? If it is, Bestandig's got four.
I think he called a foul.
That's a tough call for the Titans. Ellie's going to go to the bench with four.
Team foul number three on the Titans here in this third quarter.
Hannah Colesville checks in for the Titans, a senior. So the
That's
Titans,
a tough one.
Yes, it is. They lose a big presence on the inside. 14 points on the bench now for the standing. Ashley Kirkendall bounced it down low. With the ball there is Titus. Tries to get it inside. The ball batted away out of bounds by the Titans.
4:22 left to play, third quarter. Tigers in front of the Titans, 30-28. Still a close ball game.
Kirkendall to inbound it, gets it in. And Ava Armbruster through traffic, off the glass, no. The rebound picked off by Laramie Gawther. She, too, has a bunch of rebounds.
Yes, she does.
Ball game. And a pass up the floor. Oh, as I always say, never throw the ball to your coach. It leads to trouble.
Nice catch by Kuhlman over here, though, right?
It was. Coaches aren't always paying attention where the ball is. They might be yelling at somebody once in a while and pointing at him. Tiger ball on the turnover down to the right side. Inside it goes Ashley Kirkendall. Colesville on the defense gets the rebound off the miss. Again, very physical ball game right now. Here coming out with the basketball, Lillian Bowen up on the right side. Knocked away. Stolen by the Tigers. Quick hands there by Titus. The ball out of bounds. Touch last by HTRS. Tiger ball.
This game has kind of went into three or four different modes here.
Yeah.
We kind of went back and forth for a while, a lot of defense for a little bit, and now we're kind of in scramble mode. Everybody diving, a little physical like you mentioned.
Coach Andy Armbruster up, giving direction to Ashley Kirkendall. She moves into the right block.
Nice pass.
Bounce pass across the lane, and a layup for Emily Vitoff, who has eight. Tyler Kuhlman wants a timeout to talk it over with his Titans. 32-28 Fall City. Back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country parts and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3 minutes, 29 seconds left in the third quarter. The Titans trailing the Falls City Tigers 32-28 in our girls game here on KTNC. Boys must have went in. I don't see Tiger boys, I don't see her. They must be out getting ready for their next game.
They're sitting right behind the bench down here. I tried to find them, too, a little bit ago, but they're sitting right here.
All right.
There's everybody partaking.
First buzzer. Second buzzer.
Nice crowd on hand here tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I attended a game here earlier in the season, and there wasn't hardly anybody here. But tonight, nice crowd. County game. Nice county game tonight. Folks from Humboldt. Table Rock Senior traveled well down here. It's good to see the gym full again.
They got a good following here tonight.
Definitely.
Sure. All right, the Titans had the basketball, and they need to go the length of the court here, and the Tigers showing pressure on the inbound. McNeely will bring her, that's Glothar. Now she'll get it right back and bring it to the front court. Glothar looking, still keeps on moving, gets the ball away to Hannah Colville. Now off the right side, Deerberger with the pass and a shot up for three. In and out, no good by Bowen. Rebound grabbed up by the Tigers. That'll be Izzy Armbruster. And she'll give it off to Big Sis. Up the floor comes Tigers. Eva Armbruster on the right side. Now to Titus. Titus back out top. Izzy Armbruster will give it up on the break. Caitlin Kirkall back in the ballgame. Cross court near side, down in the corner. Titus holds into Kirkland on the right block. Nice bounce pass reversed to the her teammate, and that was Kirkland couldn't connect. That was Caitlin. And now the ball rolls off, and here come the Titans with the rebound. Up the floor to the front court, Lillian Bowen. Passes off, gets it right back, got tripped up, went to the deck, and a foul on the Tigers. The ball rolls out of bounds.
Foul's going to be called on Caitlin Kirkland. On Kirkland, her second personal foul, team foul number three.
All right, inbounding the basketball will be the Titans. Bringing it in is going to be Jaylee McNeely. Jaylee brings in, gets the ball in there. It goes to Gloth or back to McNeely. And out for three, up and off the back iron. No good for Bowen. She got the ball back. She fires up again. It won't go. And finally, a third effort. Jeremy Glothar puts it up and in. We got a two-point ball game, 32-30.
Glothar's got eight in the ball game.
Come to the front court now with it. Ashley Kirkendall off the left side. Gives the ball up, back out to the top now. Caitlin Kirkendall comes to the right side, gives it to Izzy Armbruster. Her pass got away, ran down out in the corner near midcourt. Ashley Kirkendall with a minute 45 to go in the third. Kirkendall to the paint, left side, up and good. So two more now for Ashley Kirkendall. She's got nine in the ball game. First points this half. Minute 30 to go. Take it off the right side. Kozel gives the ball up and a three-pointer no good. Ball is shot up and good again by Lamarne Glothar. First put up by Lillian Bowen there. Just hang out underneath that bucket. The ball's going to find you.
He's got a lot of rebounds, a lot of points here. Double figures at the end.
Come the other way now. The Tigers, circuit ball. That was a Caitlin. It won't go. And another rebound for Lamarne Glothar. The Tigers must be getting killed on the board.
I would think.
The Titans up the floor with the basketball. To the front court, left side. McNeely with it. Gives the ball off. Bowen got poked in the face and a held ball called to save the Titans.
That was a little physical.
The Tigers might have got away with one there. Into the game again, Emily Vitosh for the Tigers. Sitting down will be Caitlin Kirkendall. Triggering the ball from the baseline, Jaylee McNeely. Looking, still looking, comes out top. Kozel makes the catch. Off the right side with the pass now and back into Deerberger. Kozel with it, 43 seconds on the clock. A two-point Tiger lead, 34-32. And a round ball knocked loose and recovered by Jaylee McNeely. Jaylee with the ball off the right side to Bowen. Bowen will hold it, move to the left. Cut off, gets the ball into the paint, turnaround jumper up, off the mark, no good by Deerberger. Rebound, Ava Armbruster on the run with 19 on the clock. Splits two defenders, but they took the ball away from her. Stolen away by Lamarne Glothar. Glothar will give the ball up to Bowen. Bowen at that spike line from the midcourt. Holds it. Oh, my goodness. She got slapped on the arm. She didn't like it and literally took both hands and pushed down. Izzy Armbruster.
Bowen picked up the foul, her second personal foul, team foul number four.
Izzy got up with a big smile on her face because she drew the foul. All right, into Ashley Kirkendall, three on the clock, fires it across to the far side, and the Tigers didn't know how much time was left and didn't get the shot off for three that was wide open. After three, Fall City 34, HTRS 32. Back in 1 minute on PTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved ones, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Fall City.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman and Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We've got Fall City Tiger and H3S Titan basketball tonight on KTNC 1230 AM and 107.1 FM. Fall City and Humboldt. Cody Schwong, quarter number four.
Quarter number four. It was 2 points in the first quarter. Difference, 2 points at halftime, 2 points in the third quarter. Starting the fourth quarter, we'll start with a three-pointer from the top of the key by Vitosh. It'll rim in and out. Rebounded out of there by Savory Deerberger for HCRS. Back the other way, trailing by two, come the Titans. Off to the left side, Jaylee McNeely. She'll have it. Now lob pass inside to Vasandic. Up and off the back iron. Won't go down. Offensive rebound. Deerberger up. Won't go down. Ball tipped around once again. Now a whistle and a jump ball, I believe, as Caitlin Titus got in there to tie that ball up. Possession arrow is going to be with HCRS.
The stand again with four fouls for the Titans, three on Ashley Kirkendall for Fall City. Played the whole third quarter without getting that important fourth one.
Quick break for Izzy Armbruster right back into the game. She will replace Caitlin Kirkendall. Jaylee McNeely will inbound it for HTRS. She'll lob it out top. Gets up in the hands of Avery Deerberger. Deerberger tries to go to the standing underneath the hoop. Stolen away by Emily Vitosh. Vitosh will give it off to Ava Armbruster. She'll bring it across the timeline on the far side, left side of the court. She'll use a screen from Kirkendall. Now goes to the right elbow. Puts the shot up short. Won't go off front iron. Rebound out of there by Laramie Glothar once again for HTRS. Back the other way. A minute played here in the fourth quarter. 7 minutes remaining. Off the right side goes Lillian Bowen. Bowen trying to go up top. No one home. Ball's going to go to the scores table. Out of bounds to the Tigers.
The game away from the ball is kind of interesting.
It is.
A lot of pushing and shoving going on.
Most definitely. Tiger basketball. Back the other way we go. Still kind of in the triangle and two defense. They're taking away the Armbruster girls. Here's Vitosh. Ooh, good shot. Fake shot up and won't go down. Rebound out of there. Ellie Bestandig pulls down the defensive rebound for HCRS. Good move there by Vitosh, though. Laramie Glothard will use her dribble to the paint. Finds... That's McNeely under there. Turnaround up off the glass. Won't go down. Ashley Kirkendall pulls down the rebound. Outlet pass. It goes Ava Armbruster's. Body's on the floor. Even numbers. 4-on-4 comes Ava Armbruster back the other way. Puts the shot up short. Won't go down. There's the stand dig once again. A rebound for HTRS.
How many times have you said that tonight?
It's a lot. A lot. Laramie Glothar, another name we've said a lot tonight. She'll use her dribble to the basket. Shot won't go down. Defensive rebound by Ashley Kirkendall back the other way. She'll dribble to the right block. Put the shot up off the glass and good.
That was a case where Bestandig had to let her go.
Wait.
And not pick up her fifth foul.
I was going to say you got to give credit where credit's due. That's a headsy play by Bestandig not trying to contest too much and pick up another foul. 36-32 back the other way. Ball goes into Bestandig. Bestandig has it knocked away. It's going to stay with HTRS. Kirkendall defending that there. 5:38 to play. 36-32. Now a 4-point lead for the Tigers. The Titans with the basketball on the right side. They'll bounce pass it into Laramie Glothar. Glothar out top. Cross-court pass to the free throw line. Jaylee McNeely, free throw line jumper, won't go down. Ashley Kirkendall pulls down the defensive rebound. Outlet pass it goes to Titus, then back to Armbruster for the Tigers. Some of the Titans fans wanted an out-of-bounds down there. I couldn't see it from my vantage point. Now the Tigers have the basketball. Dribble drive to the hoop. Kirkendall puts the shot and good. Plus the foul. Kirkendall will go to the line for an opportunity for an and one.
And that's going to be number five on Ellie Bestandig.
They called Bestandig with that, huh?
Wait a minute. Well, no, called on number three. Ellie Bestandig thought she was the guilty party. I figured she was, too.
Laramie Glothar picks up the foul.
Well,
that's good. Leave Bestandig in there.
Best foul Laramie's ever picked
that's,
up right there.
That's right. Kirkendall now with 13 points on the evening. Now we got a little stoppage in action.
The Tiger coaches, I think, were debating who that foul was called on.
All in check. Referees are always right, John. I've learned that over the years.
Well, they win all the arguments anyway.
Win all the arguments. At the end of the day, they're the ones doing it. Kirkendall, free throw, bounces in and out. Defensive rebound by Laramie Glossgard. Timeout on the court. Coach Skyler Kuhlman will take one. 38-32. The Tigers in front by six. 5:09 to play, fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Hi, it's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at McNair Henderson Fieldhouse, final regular season game for the Tigers. They'll be in action Monday night at Platteview High School. They're the fourth seed in the C1 Sub-District 1. They'll take on 2-17 Conestoga Monday night at 6 o'clock. A win puts them in a semifinal against top seed Platteview at 5:45 on Tuesday. For HTRS, they will be playing in the Class D2 Sub-District 1 Sub-District at Sacred Heart, the Rowe Activity Center next week. They'll play the 6:30 game on Tuesday night against number 3 seed Sterling. Titans, the number 2 seed, Fall City Sacred Heart, number 1, Pawnee City, number 4 in the seedings.
HTRS looking to travel back down to Fall City next week. That sub-district action, as John just said, trailing by 6 here are the Titans. Into the front court with the basketball, Lillian Bowen for HTRS. Into the corner, Jaylee McNeely. McNeely, top of the key at the volleyball spike line it goes. Now the ball is tipped away, ends up in the hands of Laramie Glothar. Glothar dribbles through the paint, whistle, and a foul is going to be called on the Tigers as the ball got knocked away there.
Foul on Fall City's Caitlin Titus, her first, second foul of the quarter, first. Oh, that's right, I put one in the wrong spot earlier, so it's the first foul of the quarter.
Number one. With the basketball is HTRS here. Whistle and another foul is going to be called. I believe Titus once again will pick up another foul as Deerberger was trying to dribble to the paint there.
Well, she's got a couple to burn here. That's her second. Team foul number two of the quarter now.
Score still 38-32. Titans with the basketball, trailing by six here. McNeely lobs it into Bestandick. Bestandick through traffic, puts a shot up off the glass, won't go down. Rebound by Ava Armbruster for the Tigers. Into the front court on the right side. She'll dribble to the right block. Now picks up her dribble. Back out top it goes Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall dribble drive to the right elbow. Back out top it goes. Around the horn left side, Emily Vitosh ends up with it in the left corner. Back to the top of the key, Kirkendall. 4:20 to play here, fourth quarter. Now here's a pass. They were trying to get it into Kirkendall. It's stolen away by Bestandick. Good defensive effort there by Ellie Bestandick knocking that ball away. Now HTRS with the basketball again. Still our score 38-32. Into the front court, Lillian Bowen for the Titans. Off the left side, Avery Deerberger. Deerberger passes into the left elbow to Bestandick. Bestandick has the ball knocked away. Ends up in the hands of Titus. Caitlin Titus has the basketball. Off to Ashley Kirkendall.
Titans looking for their first points of this fourth quarter yet.
Back the other way, the Tigers. Ashley Kirkendall off to the right side to Vitosh. Vitosh has it on the right wing, right in front of Coach Andy Armbruster. She'll hand it off to Ava Armbruster. She'll set up the offense. Will Ava now moving the ball around. Ends up in the hands of Vitosh. Right wing three won't go down. There's Glothar. Another rebound for Laramie. She'll bring it across the timeline herself, right across the Tiger head here at Fall City High School. Ball pass to the left, elbow Bestandick. She'll hand it back to Laramie Glothar. Has the ball stolen away by Emily Vitosh. Vitosh off to Kirkendall. Ava Armbruster has it across the timeline now. Off to the left side, Izzy Armbruster. A whistle and a timeout. The Tigers will take a timeout. 3 minutes left to play fourth quarter. We'll be back in 30 seconds on KTNC.
Frontier Bank has a promotional CD rate offering 5.25% APY on a 7-month CD or 5.10 APY on a 13-month CD. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required. Frontier Bank has a variety of savings options and would love to visit with you to find the best option for you. You can also visit frontier.bank for additional information. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Come for the rate and stay for the security. Member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
3 minutes, 1 second left in this ball game. Titans trailing Fall City 38-32. Titans have been able to put the ball in the hole here in the fourth quarter, Cody.
They have, most definitely. Struggled from the field so far. They haven't really got too many shots on the goal, to be honest. I mean, they've had a few turnovers that cost the Titans big time here, but they still just find themselves trailing by six, 38-32. Both teams back out on the court. Stay tuned. We will have basketball for you coming up after this one. Take a quick break and be back for boys action here. The Titans and the Tigers in the boys game, the Nightcaps. Tigers basketball after the timeout. They inbound it into the backcourt to Izzy Armbruster. Armbruster uses her dribble. Now goes to the left corner. Now picks it up. Gets it off to Titus. Titus dribbles through traffic. Back out top it goes Ava Armbruster, who will dribble drive to the right elbow. Puts a shot up. Won't go down. Rebound by Bastandig. Bastandig off the Laramie Glothar. Across the timeline. Between the circles now is McNeely. Lob pass inside to Bastandig. Bastandig needs to get something going. Lob pass inside to Glothar. Glothar has it tipped away. Now it's stolen away by Ava Armbruster. Armbruster across the timeline, one on two. Now she'll pick up her dribble and slow things down. Off to the right side it goes Ashley Kirkendall. 2:20 left to play, fourth quarter. Still a 6-point game. Our score 38-32. Been this way for quite some time now. Armbruster, top of the key it goes Titus. Underneath, left elbow. They'll back it back out. Comes Kirkendall, uses her dribble. Now hands it off to Izzy Armbruster. The Tigers find themselves up six here late in this ball game. 2 minutes to play. Titus to the right side. Caitlin Titus back out top. It goes Ashley Kirkendall. Kirkendall over to Vitosh. Now they find Kirkendall. Dribble drive to the hoop. Shot up off the glass and good. Ashley Kirkendall scores another bucket. She's got 15 now in the ball game, and it's 40-32, an 8-point advantage for the Tigers. Across the timeline come the Titans. A minute 38 to play here, fourth quarter. Bowen, Lillian Bowen looking to get something going. Put the shot up, goes down.
Oh my.
What a wild shot that was. That was something, wasn't it?
Kind of a over-the-shoulder and over-the-head shot put that went right in the hole, and she got fouled.
It doesn't matter how it goes. It just goes.
Yeah. Lillian, now that's her first points of the night. That's unbelievable. She's a pretty good scorer.
Oh, yeah. She's been guarding Ava Armbruster all night in that zone defense. Free throw on the way up and good for Bowen as well. She's now got three, as John mentioned. And it's a 5-point game. Minute 30 to play. Whistle and a foul is going to be called. Ashley Kirkendall will get fouled by Laramie Glothar. That just makes the team foul two, so a couple more to go until they get into the bonus situation.
Laramie's got three now. That last foul on the Tigers was on Caitlin Titus.
Into the backcourt. They pass it to Izzy Armbruster. Whistle and a foul this time is going to be called on Deerberger. Her second. Team foul number three.
Doing what you have to do. You got to get into the line.
Yeah, you got to get to five. Kirkendall will inbound it. Two more fouls here. Ball's going to be knocked away. A whistle and a foul's going to be called. Deerberger will pick up another one. That's four. One more.
I was screened off by Coach Armbruster. I thought maybe they were going to call a travel. Well,
she lost it momentarily. The inbounding is Kirkendall. She'll throw it into the backcourt to Izzy Armbruster. And there's the other whistle. That's team foul number five now.
Well, that's number four on Deerberger. She picked up three, I don't know what, about what, 7 seconds?
Yeah. Didn't take long. So we send Ava Armbruster, Izzy Armbruster, that is, at the free throw line. She's one out of two on the evening, 7 points in the ball game. Opportunity for two free throws here. Something different than past years, a two-shot penalty. First free throw up and good for Izzy Armbruster. She's got eight in the ball game now, another one on the way. 41-35, back to a 6-point game. Free throw on the way, up and good for Izzy Armbruster. 9 points in the ball game. 42-35, a minute 20 to play, fourth quarter. The Titans with the basketball, moving into the front court. This is Bowen with the basketball, who will fire a three from the left wing. Won't go down. Offensive rebound by Bastandig. Outside it goes McNeely for three from the right wing. Won't fall. Defensive rebound by Titus. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on HTRS. We will send Caitlin Titus to the free throw line for the Tigers.
Laramie Glothar picks up her fourth foul. It's time to shoot two now for the Tigers at the other end.
Three girls with four personal fouls now for HTRS. Got to be kind of selective when it comes to who picks up fouls now if you're Coach Skyler Kuhlman. Titus at the free throw line. No points in the ball game this evening. First free throw up and good. She adds to that Tiger lead. It's 43-35. Nearing a minute to play here. Titus takes aim. She'll fire it. Off back iron. Won't fall. Rebound is tracked down by Bestandig. Bestandig whistling a foul. Ava Armbruster got a little aggressive there. And slap Bestandig on the arm. She'll pick up a foul.
Sometimes you can read lips from that far away, can't you, Cody? Oh, my.
Are you sure, Mr. Official?
Bestandig. No, that wasn't it.
Into the front court corners, Bestandig. She'll have it stolen away by Vitosh. Now back eight to Ava Armbruster. 50 seconds to play here, fourth quarter. It's an eight-point ball game, 43-35. HTRS might be content just letting this thing die out here.
This match is the biggest lead of the game at 8 points.
Izzy Armbruster with it. Ashley Kirkendall, cross-court pass, Vitosh. Vitosh looking to go to Ava Armbruster. She'll run over to the side and get it. 30 seconds to play, fourth quarter. And I think that probably might wrap things up, John, in this one.
Yeah,
down to 25 seconds.
Not going to foul now. Just let them play and play it out and go on.
20 seconds. Now they're just doing a little dribble weave at the top. HTRS will back off. And that'll do it. 10 seconds. You can hear the crowd coming alive. The Tigers get a standing ovation on their last game at the home court for these three seniors. Ashley Kirkendall, Ava Armbruster, and Vitosh. That's the final. 43-35. You send the Tigers seniors off in a win. We'll take a two-minute timeout. Come back. Look at final stats to this ball game. It was a highly contested ball game. The Titans scored 3 points in the fourth quarter, and that was just kind of the difference. It was close all the way through till that fourth quarter, and Titans couldn't get anything going. Back in 2 minutes, 43-35. Tigers win. HTRS falls. We'll be back in 2 minutes on KTNC.
We all know the benefits of diet and exercise. They can help you get healthy and stay healthy. We're here to care for you with the latest medicines, therapies, and technology. We offer a complete array of medical resources to treat any medical needs you may have. But a smart, healthy lifestyle is a great place to start. It's quality advice.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
From Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn, or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our in-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the field. Mustang Seeds understand the importance of planning to achieve. Let Mustang Seeds build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Mustang Seeds grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska soil. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Mustang Seeds will help you win in the field. Mustang Seeds. Supporting farmers from the ground up.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Back here at Fall City High School, the final score in girls game tonight. The Fall City Tigers pick up their eighth win of the year, 43-35 over HTRS. Now 11-9 on the year. The Fall City Tigers now 8-13. Our stats summary brought to you by Farm Bureau Services, Fall City and Auburn. Farm Bureau Services, Fall City and Auburn. Jake or Tosh Arm Connect. It's your future. Let them protect it. In the ball game for the Titans tonight, it is Ellie Bestandig. She had 14 points in the ball game tonight. She had 9 of those in the first half. Laramie Glothar ended up with 10. Then it was 3 each for Avery Deerberger and Lillian Bowen. 5 more for Geely McNeely. The Titans went 5 out of 14 at the free throw line. for Fall City. They're led by Ashley Kirkendall with 15 in the ball game. Ava Armbruster with 11. 8 apiece for Isabel Armbruster and Emily Vietosh, and 1 for Caitlin Titus with a Tiger total of 35. Cody, it was a very entertaining ball game to watch.
It was. We mentioned during the broadcast there was a couple different segments of that ball game. It was a little slow paced, then there was no scoring, and then there was a lot of scoring at one point, and then it got real physical there in the second quarter before the Tigers decided to pull away there late in the fourth quarter.
A couple of knockdowns and 8 counts, but, you know, other than that, pretty good ball
game. One other comment, I mean, I have only seen HTRS once this year, but I would think in that sub-district tournament next week, that's going to be a lot of fun. I think they can make some noise up there at Sacred Heart.
You know, they played Sacred Heart girls very tough earlier this year over Humboldt. I did that game. And that was a good, they gave good effort. You're right, they could do some damage up there. The boys are warming up. We got 16 minutes up on the clock. We'll take about a 10 or 11 minute break. We'll be back here with the second half of tonight's doubleheader on KTNC.